Louisiana Tech running back Kenneth Dixon knows where the end zone is. He scored a whopping 87 touchdowns in his college career, second most in NCAA history. A four-year starter, Dixon rushed for nearly 4,500 yards and added almost 1,000 yards receiving. It's the latter category that he feels is catching scouts' attention the most.
I feel like my receiving ability will put me over the top over some of these running backs that's here that hasn't caught the ball too so much in our offense and everything. I feel like, you know, receiving the ball out the backfield is an excellent skill that I will possess in the NFL.
Dixon came from the tiny town of Strong, Arkansas, and is proud of his contributions to a small school program like Louisiana Tech. He didn't just rack up his big numbers against Conference USA teams, though. He also produced any time he went up against a major Division I school.
I played the game every time hard-nosed. You know, I just wanted to be hard and go out there and compete hard as I could. You know, playing the Oklahomas, you know, I missed the Mississippi State game, playing the Auburns and all that. You know, just, you know, going out there and getting the team uplifted, letting them know that we can compete with these guys. It's just, you know, it's not all about the logo that's on the helmet. It's about what's in your heart.
Dixon was a star from the start in college, breaking Marshall Faulk's NCAA freshman touchdown record with 28 scores back in 2012. It was only the beginning, but his dual-threat abilities have continued to be compared to Faulk's, which is a lot to live up to.
So I used to watch Marshall Faulk a lot, you know. I know people compare me to him, and I'm nothing compared to Marshall Faulk. Marshall Faulk is in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the greats. And, you know, I'm just trying to follow the path that he did, you know what I mean? But people always compare me to Marshall Faulk. He's a great guy, but another thing, he was a great receiver out the backfield. That's why I think they would compare me to him.